I've heard it said that the sky cries for the virtuous lot. So now my patience has grown to outweigh me as my emotional seasons repeat themselves again. Another mean winter passes on and away, making room for Miss Springtime to show her pretty face once again. Eyes bright, full of lifetimes, carrying all the sky's hydration on her head. So natural, so indigenous. Holding all my senses in the soft corners of her smile, she is ointment for the scars of old, and food for a starving world is springtime rain. Far more friendly than December's freeze, and far less harsh than summer's overbearing thirst, there's no need for boots or going inside now. This rain can wash away the conservative habit of attempting to keep dry when she tips her cup of happiness. This rain makes the London streets shine like black sunshine in the night. Nature rises at her will like breast milk for new leaves and love for lonely hearts. We've waited an entire year to feel this way again. Refreshed and reunited with the balance a proper sun shower can provide, for green grass to grow, a bed of color for love to squeeze itself between sidewalk cracks in the city and along pasture fences in the countryside. Springtime. Rain. To the jaded party girl, cold, short on trust, and greedy for attention, while this season, on the other hand, is a bit more patient, a bit more graceful, even as would be a grown woman asking you for eye contact in a conversation, or a child finding heaven in the fact that you're just an arm's length away. The point is to give thanks and welcome the things that fuel your life. The leaves and feelings grow fast and strong now. A warm fever washing the icy winds and snow away, so that the party girl can change her ways and bring new breath to age-old life, arriving with her love falling softly from the sky. Observance from a dry perch may suffice for some, but trust that it's better to take a chance and dance, embrace it when the song plays. Springtime rain.